As the LaLoche area reports 50 active COVID-19 cases, the Clearwater River Dene Nation is taking steps to limit beachgoers. Chief Teddy Clark has assigned a daily security detail to monitor the beach as there is an increase in public drinking on the reserve beach. Clark says the drinking has become a safety issue. LaLoche and Clearwater River Dene Nation has 50 active cases. Libraries, museums, galleries, cinemas, and live theaters will be able to reopen starting on Monday. The changes are part of the Reopen Saskatchewan plan aimed at gradually lifting restrictions. Parks and campgrounds will also be allowed to fully reopen for overnight stays starting on Friday, including washrooms and shower facilities. Shower facilities and change rooms are also allowed to open at gyms and fitness facilities, beaches and golf courses, but increased cleaning and disinfection is required. As it struggles to deal with the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic, Transwest Air has made a number of changes to its fee structure. One of the biggest changes is starting this week. The Northern Saskatchewan airline will no longer be offering heavily discounted ticket prices to last-minute travelers. Stephen Smith is the president and CEO at the airline.
We are trying to ensure that we have seats available for people at the last minute, but it doesn't make sense for us to sell those seats at a very discounted price. The concept is that those who have are discretionary travelers have the ability to get up to 50% off, and provided they book a couple weeks in advance and they stay over a weekend.
Transwest Air is part of the Westwind Aviation Group of companies, which includes Northern Shield Helicopters and Snowbird Aviation Services. A report on the Pelican Narrows evacuation of 2017 is recommending construction of a permanent structure in the north to house displaced First Nations people during similar crises. One of the authors, James Waldrum, is a professor at the University of Saskatchewan. He says this would allow First Nations people to stay somewhere where they feel more comfortable.
Sometimes some of the people that are evacuated have never really been in one of the southern cities, right? So it's quite a shock, I guess, for people. And they're not comfortable. They don't want to be in place like Saskatoon.
Waldrum says having a permanent structure in place makes sense because fires and evacuations happen nearly every year in northern Saskatchewan. The RCMP Major Crime Unit has issued a Canada-wide warrant for second-degree murder and the death of a man in North Battleford. Michael White is wanted in the homicide investigation of Todd Stone. Stone was found last month with a head injury in a home and later died in hospital. Mounties say White, who is from the Sweetgrass First Nation, should not be approached. Investigators say he could be in North Battleford, Lloydminster, Saskatoon, or the Edmonton area. Charges are expected to be dropped against a prominent Northern Alberta First Nations chief who was the subject of a violent arrest earlier this year.
Court documents show the charges of resisting arrest and assaulting a peace officer will be withdrawn against Chief Alan Adam when he's before a judge in Fort McMurray, Alberta today. The move comes after RCMP dash cam footage of his arrest was made public earlier this month. The video shows Adam walking back and forth between his truck and an RCMP cruiser, shouting profanities at an officer before another Mountie tackles him to the ground and punches him in the head. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press.
Public Safety Minister Bill Blair says First Nations policing must be made an essential service. That's something Indigenous leaders have been pressing the federal government to do. Blair told a Commons committee, the government will work with Indigenous communities to make that happen.
I want to be clear that the First Nations policing program has been a program for more than three decades in this country. It needs to become an essential service. And it is our intent to co-develop with Indigenous communities and Indigenous leadership across Canada a new legislative framework for the delivery of culturally appropriate, professional, and effective police services.
Blair says he started contacting Indigenous leaders across the country to discuss policing in their communities. A controversial practice that allows hospitals in Manitoba to notify child welfare agencies about new mothers who could be at high risk will end this month. Families Minister Heather Stephenson says birth alerts will no longer be issued effective July 1st. The government previously did a review that found birth alerts were discouraging expectant mothers and families from reaching out for prenatal support. About 10,000 children are under Manitoba's care, and about 90% of them are Indigenous. A study by the Canadian Civil Liberties Association finds police officers across Canada issued more than 10,000 tickets for alleged violations of COVID-19 emergency measures.
The Canadian Civil Liberties Association says a public health crisis was twisted into a public order crisis. Its research indicates fines between April 1st and June 15th totaled at least $13 million, with Quebec police issuing the most tickets, followed by Ontario and Nova Scotia. The study finds marginalized and vulnerable groups tended to bear the brunt of police and bylaw action. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.